Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at my email here, and somebody wrote in with a very, very good comment. The American corporate media is totally obsessively focused on these children who were killed earlier today, and it is a tragedy. Don't get me wrong about that. I'm not insensitive to what those parents are dealing with right now. But this listener wrote in and said, when U.S. drones blow up 40 to 50 children, nobody seems to think it's a big deal. When Israel flies over Gaza and drops white phosphorus onto schools and murders dozens of children, it's no big deal. And they're absolutely right. These victims in Connecticut are being promoted to us to serve an agenda. If the American corporate media was really an objective reporter of news, then the dead children in Pakistan, the dead children in Gaza, the dead children in Yemen would get equal coverage with the dead children in Connecticut. And they're absolutely right about that. Some children are apparently more important than other children in the eyes of the American corporate media here. Getting back to the financial news here, there is a bill introduced in the GOP Michigan Senate, GOP-controlled Michigan Senate, would allow credit card companies to foreclose on your house if you have defaulted on your credit card debt. Used to be you only had to worry about the mortgage payment, but now apparently if this GOP-backed bill is passed and sets a legal precedent, then credit card companies can come after your home. It's all about grabbing the wealth for the banks. It's the end of private home ownership. The American dream was supposed to be built on owning your own home. There is a concerted effort to take away all privately owned property in America, return it to the banks. We're all going to be serfs. We're all going to be tenants. We're going to be renters in our country. And there's a quote I need to look up, and I'm going to try and find it during the next break here. But it's basically one of the founding fathers. I think, it was Jefferson, said, if we ever allow private banks to control the issuance of currency, they will, by inflation and deflation, draw all the real wealth of the country to themselves, and Americans will wake up as tenants on the land their fathers conquered. And it's happening right now. The bankers of the world do not like this idea of private ownership and economic freedom. All bankers, ultimately, if you think about it, all bankers are fascists. They want to keep the money they make, and if they make losses, they dump them on the people. Now, apparently, responding to Aaron's call, I'm sorry, we have another caller waiting, and this is Fred. I forget where you're calling from, and I'm sorry to keep you waiting. New York, Fred in New York. Fred, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael. Thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
Okay. You had mentioned that Chuck Hagel might be the defense secretary, and I looked him up, and on Political, and it had like a really bad hit piece on him saying that he's probably anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. But in truth, Chuck Hagel is a good man. He's a veteran like myself, and he stands up for veterans, and he understands what it is when you send men out into a combat zone, because he was a combat platoon leader, I believe. And he understands that, you know, you just don't waste men willy-nilly. And I think he'd be a very, very good selection for a defense secretary, because he understands the mechanics of how the Army really operates from on,
well, see, that's why Israel hates him. He's going to be reluctant to throw away American children in Israel's wars. Thank you for the call. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's DOULTON.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
America, welcome back to the show here, and I am trying to get to some of the other news here, but the Connecticut situation keeps coming back. Apparently, the body that was found in the suspect's home was the suspect's own mother, who was a teacher at the school. We're starting to get the whole idea of the connection between him. There's another report that the shooter's son was a student, so apparently that's the connection. And again, at this point, and I have no doubt the gun grabbers are going to spin and exploit this as much as they can, that guns are bad, we need to ban guns everywhere, forgetting that this was a gun-free zone with a very high security system. So we need to get at what set this shooter off. And we're not seeing anything at all to explain why all of a sudden he goes into his own son's school and just opens fire. And the most likely explanation for where I'm sitting right now is that he was under stress, dealing with depression. He was under prescription medication for depression or ADHD, and it fried his noodle. And one of the members at WhatReallyHappened.com just put up a video on this very subject called Antidepressants, School Shooters, and Suicide. There is a very clear link between children who are being given these prescription medications, often without their parents' permission, and they commit these amazing acts of violence or suicide, And there was one case, I mentioned it yesterday, where this guy on this medication tried to commit suicide, failed, and after it was all over, and they said, why'd you try and kill yourself? He says, I don't know. I don't know. It's just all of a sudden that just seemed like the thing to do. I mean, the brain is basically running everything. You start pouring chemicals in there, and you don't know exactly what they're going to do. They're just as reckless with these psychiatric medications as they are with GMOs, because it's all about the money. I want to know what prescription medications the Dark Knight shooter was on. I want to know what prescription medications the Portland shooter was on. I want to know what prescription medications this bozo was on. And with all that security they had at the school, why didn't they have at least one armed security guard? Or allow the teachers to carry? Because this incident demonstrates one more time the police are never going to be there in time to stop the mass murder. Only allowing law-abiding citizens to carry weapons is going to stop these kind of atrocities. All righty. I don't think we have any more calls on the line right now, so I'm going to get back to some of the other news. Basically, only 15 states are agreeing to run what are called the Obamacare exchanges. These are the central health insurance cooperative operations. So now, of course, the Obama administration is having to create these online insurance marketplaces for about two-thirds of the country. More and more resistance to Obamacare. Best Buy whiplash. Best Buy's stock went up a little bit earlier in the week because there was a rumor that there was a fully financed purchase offer, ready to simply buy the store and transform it into something a little more customer friendly. But it turns out that the buyer doesn't have the financing, and the Best Buy shares plummeted again. A lot of people are saying it may be too late to save the company. They're on their way out. Me personally, I'd be delighted to see them go. I have had numerous bad customer experiences at Best Buy. I do not like to go there. Unfortunately, at the moment, they're the only one around here. Because Circuit City went out of business. CompUSA went out of business. UBS is preparing to pay a $1 billion fine for rigging the LIBOR interest rates. This LIBOR rigging is actually a bigger financial fraud than the mortgage-backed security fraud. And everybody's saying, oh, $1 billion. Wow. Wow. $1 billion. No, it's a wrist slap. When you look at the money that these banks have, you look at the money that is being poured onto them to keep them solvent, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. $1 billion? It's pocket change to these guys. And it's a reminder of just how great the gulf is between the wealthy and everybody else. We're all struggling on pennies, quarters, two pence, pounds and dollars. These guys are throwing money around a billion at a pop. They don't even want to bother with any amount smaller than that. It's a completely different scale of thinking here. Now, Wells Fargo is settling a lawsuit with Sarasota County because of bad investment advice regarding some of these mortgage-backed securities. Wells Fargo is having to pay $24 million back to the government for advising them to invest their money, especially their pension money, in some of these mortgage-backed securities. So the civil suits are continuing. No criminal prosecutions. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's going to jail for any of this thing. And all of these settlements and costs, where does that money come from? Increasing rates to the customers, decreasing payments to clients. In the end, the poor are made to pay for all. That's a quote from the book, not the movie. Actually, I think it's in the movie as well. The Name of the Rose by Umberto Eco. It's a wonderful little movie with Sean Connery, but the book is much, much better. And if you are the sort of person who likes to read for recreation, it is a book I would recommend highly. Another book I would recommend here, because it's germane, Red Storm Rising. This is one of Tom Clancy's early classics, and it's almost eerie in how prescient that it is regarding the start of World War III. Now, in Red Storm Rising, it's Russia that's the bad guy. They're desperate for oil. They're desperate to control oil. They've run out of money. They need to grab the oil militarily. And in order to start the war, they stage a fake terror attack that kills a bunch of kids. Twilight Zone, getting chicken skin about this thing. I wonder if Tom Clancy is handling planning for the America's propaganda efforts here. Justin Amash is out there, getting back to the economy. Justin Amash is out there saying the fiscal cuts that they're talking about, it's a drop in the bucket of the total budget. They're nickel and diming programs that are already deeply underfunded. Food stamps, Social Security, Medicare, highway development, education, all of that stuff. It's already way underfunded, and they're trying to trim off of that. Meanwhile, the trillions being poured onto Wall Street, nobody's talking about cutting back on that. The trillions going into the wars, and they're finally admitting that, yes, these wars are costing a lot more than they said they were going to. So we're up into the trillions on that. Not only are they not cutting back money going to Israel, they're now increasing it. The American people are being looted to enrich the military-industrial complex, the security-industrial complex, Wall Street, and, of course, always Israel, 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 Israel. And Justin Amash's point is these cuts that they're bringing to the social programs won't really solve the problem. It's not going – basically, they're selling you austerity because that's the new trend in the civilized Western world. Austerity, we're going to take all your money and give nothing back for it except your kid in a cheap metal box with an American flag wrapped over it that was made in China. Looks like Liz Warren has landed a seat on the Senate Banking Committee. Not sure if that's good or bad yet. A lot of people are up in arms over a comment made by Antonin Scalia, where he appeared to equate the morality of homosexuality with the morality of murder. And he now claims he was trying to do a reducto ad absurdum argument on that whole point. But basically, it's, you know, he's very obviously got this idea of what life and marriage should be and is using his office to basically enforce that on everybody else. Now, my opinion on gay marriage is very simple. If you are opposed to gay marriage, then don't marry a gay and your problem is solved. But look how much evil is brought into this world when one person or a group decides they have a divine right to impose their own morality regarding the behavior of consenting adults on the rest of humanity. You get inquisitions and pogroms and witch burnings and the rest of that. Now, if two guys or two girls are happy with each other, leave them alone. There's little enough happiness in this world as it is. And again, it gets back to that issue of they're two consenting adults. Leave them alone. Somebody else was out there trying to equate homosexuality with necrophilia. Well, that's a rather loose association. In the case of necrophilia, you don't have two consenting adults. So it really is a very, very poor equivalence there. All righty, let's see. More and more people are starting to talk about Catherine Bigelow's new film, Zero Dark Propaganda, and I would be making a book right now. It's going to win all kinds of Oscars here, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's war porn. It's another one of these Hollywood-produced extravaganzas to say, see, torture and waterboarding works. We got Obama. Really? And the film isn't even out, and already it's rave reviews. You must see this. Actually, what they're saying is, you will see this. You will watch this movie, and you will believe it. Yes! I was over at RottenTomatoes.com looking at it. It's already got a 100% tomato. It's not even out yet. They're just loading the system. All of this rave reviews is all bought and paid for propaganda to get you to go see this movie. I'm not going to see this movie. I have no intentions of seeing this movie. It's based on a false premise. The guy they killed was not bin Laden. And outside of reinforcing the official myth, it's trying to convince Americans torture is cool, torture is fun, we should all be doing it. And then they wonder why wackos start shooting up shopping malls. We'll be right back.
One in wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently the brother of the shooter at this school in Connecticut has also been found dead up in Hoboken. They're just basically contacting all the family members. And so, again, more and more, it's looking like this guy was just went wacko. And again, the question that the corporate media ought to be asking in all of these shootings, whether it's Dark Knight, Portland Mall, Connecticut School, what prescription medications were these people on? Because we know there is a problem with people who are on these ADHD medications. They just sort of go with whatever impulse pops into their head. Their normal inhibitions and self-restraint simply seems to vanish. But nobody wants to ask that because it's going to upset all those pharmaceutical companies who advertise on our networks. All righty. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has been caught red-handed altering the historic temperature record to keep selling the idea that the world is getting warmer. Now, only recently the carbon Nazis basically conceded there has been no warming in the last 16 years. Kiev, got more snow in the last week than they normally get over 2 months of a heavy winter. This after Al Gore and all the other carbonizers are saying, snow be a thing of the past. It's going away. We must do something, blah, 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 blah. NOAA is still out there saying, oh, the world was much cooler before and it's much warmer now. And they've basically been arbitrarily correcting the data without explanation. They've gone back to the historical data and said, we have refined the numbers for previous year. We have a reason to lower these temperatures in the past and raise them now. Apparently they were caught simply adding 0.6 of a degree cumulatively every year since 1990 without any justification. It's fraud, pure and simple. At this point, basically, they're running up the temperature. They're overstaying the temperatures by 2 degrees. Remember the other little frauds that they were doing? They started shutting down the temperature sensors in rural areas, which are cooler. We documented how some of these official NOAA temperature sensors are mounted outside air conditioning units, which blow warm air. They take the heat from inside the building, they pump it to the outside, and that's where they're putting the thermometers. We documented one of these temperature sensors located next to a trash incinerator. Think they're getting some hot numbers there? Now, apparently, there was a climate change report that was leaked recently that included the idea that cosmic rays and cloud formation are the dominant control of climate here on Earth. And apparently that version of the document was not supposed to be released. They needed to delete that sentence because if you start accepting that solar activity and cosmic rays and cloud formation are controlling temperature and climate, it undermines this whole idea that the 0.25% of atmospheric carbon dioxide created by humans is the sole determination of future weather on which they base their screams for carbon tax and carbon credits, and we must all live reduced lifestyles, except for, of course, the ultra-rich who are going to go on living the way that they have always lived at the expense of everybody else. Now, the carbon Nazis are always waving around, we've got all these scientists we've paid, and they're in absolute agreement that there's global warming. Well, you know, that's what you paid them to do here. But apparently, 125 scientists, actually a little more than that, signed and sent a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, informing him in very clear terms that current scientific knowledge does not substantiate the claims he's been making on weather and climate. So the voices of reason are starting to stand up and be heard. And again, it's, you look out your window, look at the snow all over the place. 10 years ago, they were promising that snow was going to be a thing of the past. If you go over to my ClimateGate page, we have a video of the former head of Greenpeace openly admitting that all that nonsense about Greenland was going to lose its ice in just 20 years was a hoax. It was a fraud. And he justified it saying, we've got to scare people into going along with our agenda. Paul Watson, the guy who was on that Whale Wars thing, going down and interfering with the Japanese, was a fun show to watch and everything, but I didn't agree with everything that he did. Had a quote where he says, it doesn't matter what the truth is. What's important is what people believe. It's a religion. I think the courts in Great Britain actually ruled that the global warming idea is a religion. It's not science. And it is a religion. All right, we got to take a break for some commercials here. When we come back, we've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to be talking about some additional climate stuff, keeping an eye on what's going on in Connecticut, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to go to the phones. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, on this cloud formation thing, I saw some odd lenticular clouds about 7 years ago over our hometown. And I thought, well, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. I started looking into the clouds stuff. And about the same time, there were some articles about the sun's heliosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of the debunkers of global warming point to things like what's going on Pluto, what's going on Mars, things that look like global warming occurring on Io or Europa or some of the other, you know.
Well, we documented that with the probes that we had on Mars. We showed, back before 1990, when the temperature really was rising on Earth, we were seeing it rise on Mars as well. Voyager was reporting increased heat out by Jupiter. And, obviously we don't have humans on those worlds producing carbon dioxide. But again, this is the global warming isn't science. It's an agenda. It's politics. It's money junkie, hoaxing of people, to basically, get the law to say you got to pay money to atone for your sin of exhaling carbon dioxide, forgetting that carbon dioxide is an essential component to life here on Earth. Because if there were no carbon dioxide, the plants would die, and if the plants die, we die.
They also talk about methane, but there's methane all over the solar system. So, you know, other
most methane is produced by deep sea microbes, which are a life form that is far too intelligent to fall for Al Gore's nonsense.
and of course, there's the theory that the Russians tried to prove and did some lab experiments, I think, 60 years ago, that certain minerals can combine under pressure and produce hydrocarbons, precursors perhaps even to petroleum, which would explain methane on Io and other places, methane ice, and all sorts, mm-hmm. all corners of the solar system. But this, there was two or three articles in British media, and since I heard you start talking about this, I've been going through my notes and trying to find them. But, London Telegraph or whatever. The sun's heliosphere started measurably declining in at least 1997, I think, was one article that charted it. And over the course of the last 50 years or so, they've charted a 50% decrease in the sun's heliosphere, which allows more cosmic rays to get through to form clouds.
That's exactly right. And what's important is CERN just carried out an experiment that confirms this, that cloud formation here in Earth's atmosphere is triggered by the passage of cosmic rays, which, you know, basically moisture will condense on those, and that begins basically the seeding process.
Well, you talk about this online, and, man, you talk about getting attacked. There's a lot of people that are ready to pounce when you start talking about this in certain forms.
Well, they're all hired by public relations firms to try and keep this thing under wraps. But the thing is, we know that's what's going on. We had this story the other day where CIA and FBI are going out and literally hiring computer criminals to come in and trash the websites of people who are trying to get the truth out. Public relations have openly advertised for going on 10 years now. Yeah, Hill and Knowlton openly advertise, you know, you pay them enough money, they will hire people who will go online, pretend to be just people, just plain folks, and attack anybody who's trying to basically present an alternative view to the corporate revealed wisdom. And but see, the public now knows that's what's going on. They know that a lot of people, you know, we have an article we were going to cover later on. Apparently somebody went and did a survey of people who were liking all these corporate websites and found out large numbers of them have died recently, and yet somehow these names still keep showing up, you know, liking ABC, CBS, NBC, CNBC. See, everybody likes us. Don't go over to Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com. They don't have as many likes as we do. Well, you know.
Manipulation.
It's exactly what it is. If at first you don't succeed, lie again.
There's so much of the public that's stuck in like a fifth grade a locker room mentality. They follow the leader of who's to ridicule, you know. If, this is being ridiculed or this is popular, I'm going to go that way. But
well, it's
the
almost
Air Force
a granting of permission. It's, you know, when you have one person who stands up and says, let's make fun of that person, it's like giving permission to everybody else saying, yeah, I can go ahead and behave like this because it makes me feel good to attack other people and drive them down to sort of build myself up.
Well,
and that's why that ringleader thing works.
Videos of like pro-Zionist bloggers talking about manipulating social media, and I think the Air Force let a contract for software to manage multiple online personas. That's the U.S. Air Force.
Yes, they're not the only ones. They're not the only ones.
There's another one called Mephistopheles, a blog that has an article about the Joint Special Operations University manual on blogs and information warfare, where they openly talk about going online and discrediting people by changing the spellings of words and all sorts of stuff like that. So it's a valid concept. It's been around for years.
You know, they're the ones that are behind this. Well, they're trying to fan up the no plane at the Pentagon thing again. They're waving around that birth certificate nonsense, you know, HAARP and chemtrails and all the rest of that stuff. They're desperate to try and discredit the alternative media because the actual reality is the corporate-owned media is losing audience. They have been losing audience for year after year after year, and they're coming over here. They're coming over here to Republic Broadcasting. They're coming over to WhatReallyHappened.com. And so the government can't turn around and start being truthful. You know, all they can do is try and go out and sabotage those who are trying to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, the heliosphere thing and the cosmic ray thing is what got me to call you, and it's easy to research that. There's several valid articles about it, but like I said, when I first started talking about it, it was immediately called silly.
Well, again, you're up against, you know, paid operatives who are part of this whole carbon credit thing.
Yeah. All right, I gotta run. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. And let's see, we don't have any other callers on the line, so we're going to get back to some like real stories here. And Obama just had his little press conference where he teared up and expressed his regret, and he said, "We've had too many of these massacres," which is his entree into saying it's time to ban guns from the American people. The police will take care of you. Yeah, we'll have more on that a little bit later in the show. We're about 20 minutes away from Claire joining us on the air. Let's see. Speaking of the police, detectives for the city of London have arrested 10 men and one woman suspected of running a criminal operation selling fraudulent carbon credits. How do you counterfeit a carbon credit? Hold your breath a while. They basically said this is a growing criminal problem because environmental investments, you know, they're marketed as a safe way to make easy money and you're doing good for the earth, and it's a ripoff. It was a ripoff. All righty, let's see. Speaking of that, CBS News is reporting there are 11 more cylindres in Obama's energy program, and I know we've got one of them up here on the North Shore with this First Wind farm that has turned out to be an absolute disaster, just had its third fire in 6 months, burned up its entire batteries. They can't let the turbines run if the wind is blowing too hard. Which means they were locked down last night because we had like major, major wind here. There is a video linked to whatreallyhappened.com. This horrific dash cam video shows a cop fatally shooting a man 11 times outside his home, and the officer's been cleared of wrongdoing. And what it was, the officer, you can see it on the camera, watch the video, the officer pulled up behind this guy's truck, ordered the guy to get out of the truck. So the guy slides over to get out the passenger side, which is the side the police officer is on. When the passenger is getting out of the truck, he catches his foot on the seat belt, turns back to clear his foot out of the seat belt, and the officer empties his gun into the guy and says, "I thought he had a throwing knife." They found a knife in the bed of the truck, but if you look at the video, there's no way the guy had it in his hand or was able to throw it into the bed. And then the guy's wife runs out, and she's screaming hysterical. Her husband has just been murdered before her eyes, and all the cop can do is point his gun at her and say, get back. You watch that video. These are the people that Obama says we should trust to keep us safe and protected if we surrender our guns. Just absolutely absurd. Another dashboard video has come out showing a trooper stealing cash from a crash victim's car and jewelry. Stole cash and a gold chain from the victim of a fatal motorcycle crash. Well, he's dead. He won't need it anymore. Apparently something like $3,700 in cash. Police detective was convicted of raping a woman, gets probation. Yeah, we're going to let these people take care of us. Sure, take my guns. When the next guy whose brain is fried out on antidepressants breaks into my home to chop me and my wife into little tiny bits, we'll just sit there quietly, dial 911, and wait the average of, I think it's 17 to 20 minutes before the police will actually show up. It'll all work out so well for everybody. We'll certainly, you know, help deal with the overpopulation problem. TSA has stepped on it one more time. 12-year-old girl in a wheelchair. An ill girl was detained for an hour at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport because the TSA agent said they detected traces of bomb residue on her hands. Now, this girl suffers from a genetic bone disorder, was traveling to get medical treatment, and was not allowed through the security checkpoint. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The guys who sell those little bomb testing chemicals and swabs do the same thing every other American corporation does. They make it as cheaply as they possibly can. And it is known that you get false positives, especially with people who are on certain medications. Remember when they were swabbing people for drugs? That little swab that would test for heroin would false positive if you had turnip on your hands. If you had made a salad for lunch before you went to the airport and you had turnip residue on your hands, you'd get a false positive on the heroin test. They're not reliable tests. And so TSA has a girl in a wheelchair on her way to the hospital, and they're going to hold her up because she's a bombing suspect. These people have no brains, and it is intentional. Remember, we had that caller into the show a while back who, you know, slammed by the economy, was desperate enough to work to actually go down and apply for the TSA, and they made him take an IQ test, and he scored too high. They told him literally, we're rejecting you because you scored too high on the IQ test. We only want people whose IQs are basically room temperature, because they'll actually believe this is valid and legitimate. They won't ask questions. The European Court of Human Rights has found the CIA guilty in absentia of torture regarding a German national. And he was basically caught under the CIA's rendition program because he was mistaken for an Al-Qaeda suspect. They had the wrong guy. He was held incommunicado in Macedonian custody for 23 days. They basically beat him, tortured him, sodomized him. Then he was handed over to the CIA, and they beat him up a little bit more. Because we have to find Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, one of the things that all of these hired public relations people, Cass Sunstein's, cognitive disinfo people, FBI online operatives, all of these people, they're trying to do is find some way to convince America that the alternative media is a place they should not go. 11 years after 9/11, they are still trying to wave around the no plane at the Pentagon nonsense. Yesterday we were talking about they re-released this video that they'd put out about a year ago. Now, the version they put out a year ago was much sharper and clearer, and you could see how the object that they claimed was a cruise missile was misregistered on the background, which is the sort of thing you can expect when you show this stuff to an experienced visual effects supervisor. The new version is blurred much more so that you can't see that. And anytime you see a video that's that blurry, it's like a red neon sign. Fake, 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 fake. Because we know how crisp and clear modern digital cameras are. If you see something that's that blurred that much, they're hiding something from you. So they're trying to bring all that stuff back. They're still waving around the birth certificate thing. They're getting desperate. They don't know how to deal with the fact that there is viewer flight, reader flight, from the corporate media to the alternative media. Our numbers are going up. Corporate media's numbers are going down. They don't know how to stop it. Now, back when the link between vaccines and autism was first being documented, the actual incidence case was 1 out of every 10,000 children would develop autism from the vaccines. And there was a big brouhaha over thimerosal. Now it's 1 out of every 88 children who are vaccinated will come down with autism. I went over to the CDC's website and I looked at the official list of the adjuvants that are put in vaccines, and I was rather shocked and surprised to find out they include formaldehyde, or formalin is what they'll call it, but it's formaldehyde. This is a known carcinogen. Basically, it means if my wife were ever given one of these vaccines, she would collapse in total agony because she's sensitive to formaldehyde. The stuff they're putting in there, where we know that there's this explosive incidence of peanut anaphylaxis in the American culture, where if you even touch a peanut, you'll go into shock and die. That seems to be triggered by the fact they're putting peanut oil in vaccines. Now, peanut oil is something you're supposed to eat and digest, not inject intravenously. What these adjuvants are doing is they're trying to provoke an immune reaction in the hope that the immune reaction will latch on to whatever it is they've got in there that the vaccine is supposed to protect and build antibodies to it. They're literally medically attacking your body to provoke a response. That's why so many kids get fevers after they get these vaccines. They're being toxified. Official documents obtained from the British Department of Health and the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization reveal that the British health authorities have been engaging in practices of covering up the ineffectiveness of vaccines for 30 years, apparently for the sole purpose of protecting the national vaccination program and its profitability. These are the same vaccines mandated for the American children. Now there's a call in Parliament investigating the £500 million spent on Tamiflu, because now it appears Tamiflu doesn't really work. It's all about the money. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Coming up at the top of the hour and our weekly visit from the lovely Claire. And there's an interesting story that came out of naturalnews.com pointing out how federal court is saying that free speech protection applies to big pharmaceutical corporations and their drugs, but not nutritional supplements. Now, when we had Don Wiskin on the show talking about Extendivite, and he just reminded us how very careful he has to be about what he says is the purpose of Extendivite. He can't make claims about how it's going to help you do anything at all because the government will come down on him. But apparently federal courts ruled that if pharmaceutical representatives want to peddle their drugs for off-label uses, for purposes they're not actually approved for, that's covered by free speech. That's a little absurd here. Now, schools in America, talking about education and getting back to this whole gulag up there in Connecticut that was just breached by one of their own. Apparently, the National School Curriculum Guidance, whatever they call it there, are telling schools to drop classic books like Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird and J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye in favor of informational texts. Basically, they want to take away the literary classics to basically replace them with instruction manuals. You don't need to actually think about what life is like. You just need to know how to handle inventory on a factory. And this is very much in accord with the agenda set forth by the Carnegie Foundation, which holds as its ideal that the American public school system should only teach children just what they need to know to be good workers and not muddy up their head with anything like logic and analytical thinking and critical review and problem solving, and certainly not reading the literature classics that were written in previous times of oppression and hardship. So our schools are not about education. It's about indoctrination and about basically industrial development. Now, the federal government is already... Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. We have got a caller on the line. Russ in Washington, real quick. We're almost to the top of the hour. What's on your mind? He dropped. All right. Good for him. All righty. Let's see. By the way, Smith & Wesson has announced 48% surge in gun sales ever since Obama started talking about his gun ban and restrictions. So Americans understand what's going on. This is not about safety. It's about tyranny. And again, I recommend against violence, but on the other hand, you know, if they're kicking down your door and they've got the wrong address, you have a right to shoot back. All right, listen, actually, I'm sorry, Russ, we've run out of time, and if you want to call back after Claire is done, we'd love to have you. But we've got to take a station identification, and we'll be right back.